Welcome to the Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. I'm Dan McLennan, and this is the Blind Boys of Alabama, including our guest Jimmy Carter. I dare you to keep those toes from tapping.
I shall not be moved.
You know
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree
planted by the
You know, it's truly an honor to be speaking with a founding member of the Blind Boys of Alabama. I thank you for doing this.
Now, well, thank you for having me, my friend.
It might be safe to say that you've been touring longer than anybody we've ever seen on the Vancouver Island Music Fest stage.
What happened was we met up in school in 1939, but it didn't start professionally until 1944. That's the correct. That's the correct thing to say.
Can you take me back to those days? What was it that sort of brought you together in the first place?
Well, you know, we met up at this school for the blind in a little town in Alabama called Talladega, and every blind child that got an education had to come to that school. The school was funded by the state of Alabama. And so we would come up there, and we all met up there. We just started singing together. They had a choir there. We sang in the choir and had a male chorus, and then came the quartet. So that was a quartet back there that we idolized called the Golden Gate Quartet. And they were already on the road. And so we wanted to follow their footsteps. So we said if they could do it, we ought to try it too. So we did, and the rest is history, I guess.
So they'd have been the first of your influences. Who were the other artists that you were listening
well,
to?
Well, there were groups called the Soul Stirrers, the Pilgrim Travelers, and the Fairfield Four. All of those groups had a part in our, they were part of our, you know, influence.
When God shut Noah in the grand old ark, he put a rainbow in the cloud. When the thunder rolled and the sky was dark, God put a rainbow in the cloud.
Can be very hard on friendships and relationships, and the Blind Boys of Alabama, it seems to me, have been on the road forever. And what is it that's kept you together this long?
You know, when people ask me that, I usually tell them it's because we love what we do. This is what we love. This is the only thing we know how to do. So we take pride in it. We love to do it. We love to, you know, sing to the people and get that response. And I think that keeps us motivated. So I think that's why we've been here so long. We love what we do.
Well, and I have to say it shows. It's a gift to hear the blend of voices that is and has been the Blind Boys of Alabama. It sounds so smooth and it sounds so natural. But can you describe what it feels like to be in that place when all of those golden tones are inhabiting the same space and time? It sounds like magic to me.
Really, it is magic. You can't describe it. It's a feeling that you just have to be. You have to be there. You know, you have to be in it. You know, you can't describe it. It's overwhelming. You just have to be there and be a part of it.
None but the
Can you tell me about this latest album, I'll Find a Way? Where did that come from? It sounds like this was a trip into the dead of winter.
Yeah, it was released last October. It was in the dead of in mid-December. A guy by the name of Justin Vernon produced it. We hadn't heard of him, you know, before. One day, our manager came in and said, "Asked us how would you all like to do a project with Justin Vernon?" So we said, "Fine. Who is he?" So after we were introduced and after we got acquainted, we were in Wisconsin. He had a studio in his house. It was bitterly cold. Snow was everywhere. But we went into the house, and he had a warm house and a warm heart. So everything went well. We got in there with him and looked at his material, and we liked it, and we recorded it. So that's that story.
As you say, there's lots of marvelous material on this album. I really like the title track with Sharon Worden.
Oh, that was great. That was great. We had sung with Sharon before in Australia, so we knew what she was capable of, and it was a treat to have her, because our relationship was very good, I think.
Night seems to fall. I'll find a way.
carry it on.
Many's the time when love seems so fine, and many's the hour it was so sweet.
The collaboration came together very well, and it extends throughout the album. Are there a lot of great tracks there? Are there any that stand out for you that you're particularly pleased with?
I like There Will Never Be Any Peace. I like I Shall Not Be Moved. And what else? There's one more I like. Oh, God Is Real. Both of my favorites.
There's such a collection there. It has a feel to it where the sum is greater than, or the whole rather, is greater than the sum of the parts. And there.
That's right. The Blind Boys are a traditional gospel singing group, and Justin brought back some of the traditional gospel music that we are used to. And with the little stuff that he added, it made for a great album, I think.
There is some things I may not know. Mm-hmm. There are some places that I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing. God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he have washed and made me whole. His love for me just like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God. In my soul.
In my soul.
Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me. God is real, for I can feel him in my soul.
Him in my soul.
Now, you've worked with so many artists over the years. That seems to have become a bit more of a trademark of the Blind Boys of Alabama in recent years. You really seem to like that creative collaboration.
Because we have for the past few years we have focused on trying to get more young people involved in our music, and to do that, you collaborate with people that relate to young people. So, for example, Ben Harper, we did a record with him, and that was Peter Gabriel, all those people. They relate to young people. And so since we have collaborated with all these people, we have more young people attending our concerts now than ever before.
Now, mentioning your concerts, you've got a very busy tour schedule coming up. I was looking at it last night. In May alone, you go from New Orleans to Spain, France, Ireland, Wales, and more. You've traveled the world many times over, and now you're coming to the Vancouver Island Music Fest.
We've been to British Columbia many times. I love Canada. I really do. The people there are so friendly, and I love to ride a ferry from Vancouver to Victoria and back. So I'm looking forward to Vancouver. I really am.
Well, and I got to tell you, we're really looking forward to it too. It's possible to come to the Vancouver Island Music Fest just for the entertainment in the evenings, but the hardcore festival goers know that one of the most special moments on the festival weekend is the Sunday morning spirit celebration on the Concert Bowl stage, and it feels as though that's becoming a bigger and bigger part of the festival every year. I got a feeling this year is certainly going to be no exception.
I probably won't, but that's right.
We're really looking forward to this. Jimmy, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us, and we will see you on stage July 13th at the Vancouver Island Music Fest.
All right, we'll be there, and I want the people to know that the Blind Boys are on their way. And when we leave, Vancouver will never be the same.
Are you ready? Are you ready for a new jubilee? Are you ready? Are you ready for where it's bound to be? Are you ready to be united with your mother and your son? Are you ready? Are you ready for a jubilee?
Blind Boys of Alabama, joined there by Patty Griffin, and asking, are you ready? Only time will tell the answer, and only at this year's Vancouver Island Music Fest. My thanks again to Jimmy Carter. It was such a pleasure to chat with such a warm and welcoming legend. And that wraps up another Vancouver Island Music Fest podcast. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Helen Austin and Todd Butler for taking us out.
We can sit together and watch the show. Oh, in any weather, we'll watch the show here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest. Here at Vancouver Island Music Fest.